Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Kim Claussen, and just recently I discovered I am living an extraordinary life, and I want to share that extraordinary with you. Inspiration for living an extraordinary life as a creative, as a woman who is feeling perhaps like they're running a bit short of time. This podcast is me simply hitting record and thinking out loud and sharing thoughts and ideas and inspiration with you. And I am so glad that you're here. Hello, my lovely. Today I'm going to quote from a podcast I'm listening to that is just so good. And perhaps you, like me, need to hear this. Maybe you even need to write this down. I wrote this in my notes. And this particular podcast is really like, it's got a lot of meat to it. So I'm going to make some time in my morning studies to take notes from this podcast. Before I give you the words that really just made me stop and hit record today, like literally right now, the podcast is Modern Wisdom, episode 888. David Sutcliffe is the guest, and the topic, which is a perfect example of effective SEO, search engine optimization, keyword titles, because it pulled me in to hit play immediately. And this podcast, I do have it in my queue, but I would say it doesn't always pull me in. I would say not like just certain ones, certain titles, I will hit listen, and not always. And it's not because it's not such an extraordinarily done podcast. It's just like resonating with me and the place I'm in my life or my values and so on. But this one, it pulled me in and I hit play as I was walking to the studio and I immediately sat down at the mic. Okay. So David Sutcliffe is an actor. I didn't know who he was. I just was pulled to How to Stop Betraying Yourself and Be More Authentic. That's the title. So he is an actor from Saskatchewan, which is super cool. And he's apparently now a life coach, but he was on Gilmore Girls in Private Practice, which I watched both. Listen to this. Do you need to hear this on repeat like me? Maybe right here in this moment, this is exactly what you need to hear. The host, Chris, says to David, the guest, I think there's a tendency for perhaps the sort of people that listen to shows like this one to think that they can think their way out of an overthinking problem or think their way out of a feeling problem. And I'm not sure whether that's possible. The guest, David, immediately responds with this answer. No, you can't solve a problem of the mind with the mind. It has to be through action. You have to be willing to take action. You have to do something different. The mind is tricky. The mind is not a reliable narrator of your experience. That's one thing I've come to understand. I don't necessarily trust my mind, particularly if I'm in a state of anxiety or fear or confusion. That's when it's the least reliable. Then he goes on to say, it's most reliable when I'm feeling good, when I'm feeling aligned, when I'm feeling connected, let's say. And so, you know, I think, yeah, you have to be willing to do things, right? Take risks, take action, move your body in some way. All of that. And there was a lot more as well. But listen to this one more time. No, you can't solve a problem of the mind with the mind. It has to be through action. You have to be willing to take action. You have to do something different. The mind is tricky. The mind is not a reliable narrator of your experience. Okay, did you need to hear this today? Does this speak to you? I'm actually going to listen to this full podcast and take all of the takeaways into my notes and do another podcast on it, because there was a ton more in there. There's another line earlier in the podcast that I want to speak on. Basically, it reminds me of what I heard in One Thing, and that is, you can't outsmart me because I have this resilience. I will not give up. I will keep showing up. Consistency. Gary Keller was talking about consistency. And in this interview, I'm going to get this quite wrong, but he talks about going up against someone. Let's say he was talking about a hockey game, going up against someone in a hockey game who is so, so faithful in what they do. Like, they believe so good in themselves. Those are the ones to basically know you can't stand a chance against. They're not necessarily the most talented either. They just have such a strong faith in what they're doing. And isn't that so interesting to think about that? Think about the faith you have in the thing that you're doing. Think about it. And is there a way to build up faith in the thing that you're doing? Do you think it's thinking about it? You know that it's not. I know that it's not. It's in the action. It's in the doing that we build the faith. We lose the fear. We take down fear by taking action. Okay, this is a short one for a longer one to come. The podcast is Modern Wisdom, episode 888, David Sutcliffe, How to Stop Betraying Yourself and Be More Authentic. Just that title, you can see or probably get how loaded the topic is and how much there could be within it. And it's an hour and a half, so it has a lot of goodness that I want to explore. And I'm going to make notes and do a takeaway podcast on that. It is Saturday. It is an absolutely stunning, beautiful winter day here. And life is extraordinary. So good. I'm going to end with a little plug for my latest offering, inbusiness.co. Some of you who listen to this podcast are in, and I am so, like, it is the most dreamy group ever. And if you want to stop trying to think your way forward and start taking action with the support of people who get you and my support too, check it out. It's an incredible 90-day program at an incredible offer for this one time only. It's a beta offer that you can get in on, that you can join, and join this incredible group. To each of you who has signed up, I am, like, so thrilled with this group. Like, if I could pick people, you know, just like go along, pick, all of the people that have signed up are just beautiful picks. And I believe so much in this and what we can do together in 90 days. My mind is exploding. All right, lovely. That's my plug. If you want more info, send me an email. If this resonates with you, and today's the day you start taking action on something to try to figure things out, let me know what action you took. Send me a DM, send me an email. You've got this. It's in the action that we figure things out. Let's end with, you cannot solve a problem of the mind with the mind. It has to be through action. You have to be willing to take action. You have to do something different. You have to do something different. All right. Have the best day, and we'll talk to you in the next one.